With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We in Western New York know, being so close to the Canadian border, there are things you cannot take into Canada,
right,
and things vice versa you can't take into America. Mm. And we've seen people try to pull moves to get stuff in only to get busted, but not in the way this man tried and was.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Ron's just Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, 36-year-old Calvin Batista. He's from Queens, New York, but he was taking a trip over the Canadian border.
Okay.
It sounds, he was doing it via bus, sounds like it might have been a Greyhound situation.
All right.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
But there was a problem, Tommy. This trip for Calvin, it wasn't a vacation. Seems like
trip,
it was
business?
More. Oh, yeah, business trip, trip. Because he had snakes in his pants.
Don't we all? Wait, he had live snakes tucked in his britches.
He was smuggling snakes in his pants.
Okay. Wouldn't that be kind of noticeable when your pants are moving around like that?
It depends if I'm looking at you a certain way.
What kind of snakes, by the way?
So they don't get into what kind of snakes.
Oh, I saw pythons.
Oh, no!
Wait!
Yes.
No, that's what he told him.
No. I'll double check, but I'm pretty sure because I thought that that surprised me more because the picture they showed looked like a huge snake.
Wait, a huge python? Those things get like, they can get up to like 12, 20 feet long.
It depends on what you do to it.
Yeah, yeah. You got to buy it a couple of drinks for it. There's no way he had a python in his pants and they didn't. How was he wearing like MC Hammer pants? How would you be able to walk?
Calvin Batista was arrested after authorities say they caught him with snakes in his pants.
Wait, on snakes.
Multiple snakes.
So were they babies?
I don't know, man. I wasn't in his pants.
But how do pythons like eat their stuff?
Slowly. What do you mean?
Well, they probably hog it down.
Well, yeah, no.
No, but like, what's the, I'm thinking of the boa constrictor that would like choke out. But I wonder if they were like little baby ones?
I have no idea.
So he was trying to sell them up there?
So, I mean, he was trying to smuggle them into Canada.
He's got to be selling them.
Smuggling three Burmese pythons.
Those are the ones that are all over Florida. That like, they got like 20 feet long, bro. They had to be little baby ones.
It doesn't say babies, but you
were they eggs?
Right. No, it said snake because it didn't say snake eggs. It said snakes, actual physical snakes. So he was arrested trying to smuggle these snakes.
Can you imagine being the border guard? But how do they know that?
Okay, so let's get into the question. First question.
I didn't think you could take a Greyhound bus into Canada.
Yeah.
Do you all have to get out and show your citizenship?
Yeah, so
or they board the bus. Well, that's how it used to be, right?
But they would have to know, like, hey, something's going on here.
Well, okay, then that's my first question. How do they catch you with snakes on your pants on a bus full of people? Like, what could this mean?
Did one get loose?
Well, no, because that would have been in the story, that somebody noticed a snake.
Snakes on a bus?
I'm proud of you that we do this for 4 minutes and it took you that long to get there. Yeah, no, that's my first question. 222-6000.
How do you get busted?
Yeah, because I mean, I've been on a bus going into Canada before, but it was way back in the day and they just checked our documents.
Yeah, things are way different now.
So does everybody have to get off the bus and
drop trowel?
Get checked.
Maybe somebody noticed something going on and said something.
Dimed on him?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, he kept squirming around his seat.
Well, if I'm on a bus for that long, I'd be squirming too.
Yeah, plus you can put three pythons down your britches.
Okay, question number two, and I think this might be the most important question. How long were those snakes in your pants for?
Well, if you left Queens to here, that means you had to you had to get that all set up at your apartment in Queens.
Sure.
Yeah.
Get a cab, get over to the bus station.
Yeah.
And then you had to drive out. You could have been 12, 13 hours. Are you sitting in a with them snakes in your pants.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to feed them. Like at some point, you're going to
have
to. Yeah,
that would probably be the most important part of this trip.
Yeah. Or maybe that's how he got busted.
Sticking food down his pants?
No, dropping live mice down his pants. Because I think they eat mice. And they had to be alive.
He could have also had them in a container and got up, went to the bathroom, and stuck them in his pants right before they hit the border.
All right.
That would have been the smart move, right?
I guess, but how do you have them in a container in your pants?
Well, no, you
dumbass. Are you like a carrier?
You yeah. have a carry-on.
There's no way they're letting them on with a carrier full of snakes,
they don't
man.
Check your carry-on on the bus.
Yes,
but,
they...
But no, when would you have had a
with holes in it? That would mean there's a pet in there, and
listen,
it has to have air holes.
To what I'm telling you, you can put the pet container in a duffel bag and leave them in there for a little while.
All right.
Get on the bus, open the top of the bag so oxygen gets in, put it over your head so nobody sees, and then like 30 minutes before you get to the border, go to the bathroom and drop the snakes down your pants. That would be the smart play.
All right.
I would be afraid the python's going to try and eat my penis. Is that a fair?
I don't know how they eat. But that, yeah, I mean, your penis would look like a little mouse.
Right? It would be the greatest and the worst thing that ever happened.
Yes. Well, how much money are you getting for a snake? It's going to be
what's the payoff?
Yeah.
So that's our third question, and this is where you reptile freaks are going to come in for us.
Mm-hmm.
What can I get per? What was the snake, Kimmy?
It was
Burmese python.
Yeah, 3 Burmese pythons.
Okay. Are these snakes that will get me $200 each? Are these snakes that'll get me $1,000 each? Because Tommy, I'm going to ask you personally, what would the payoff have to be for you to ride with snakes in your pants on a bus from Queens, New York, all the way up to
Canada?
It would
have to be thousands.
So would $3,000 do it?
No.
$3,000? 16 hours worth of work?
Yeah, but it's Canadian money with the exchange.
You can fix it at the border.
Let's say by the way, I'm risking getting busted.
You are, but what are the odds that someone's...
10G. For exotic pet run in my pants?
That's the other question, man. Are these his snakes, or is he doing this for somebody else? Because if he's doing it for somebody else, it makes it worse because he's not getting the full boat of those snakes,
right?
He's being
paid
as a courier. Right. I would hope these are his snakes and he was making all of the profit.
But he raised them himself?
Or like he got a hold of them and he was going to make all the money on
the snakes. He also had to practice to know that this worked. Like he would have to know at some point.
Come up with some kind of plan.
He had to like sit on the couch with these things in his pants to see if he could do this thing, right?
You might be giving him too much credit because he did get caught.
Yeah.
He didn't.
But we don't know how he even got caught.
No, we don't. And I would love to know. Like, you're right. There are some details missing from this story that are absolutely necessary for us to do our jobs.
Mm.
And I'm very disappointed in the Border Patrol for not letting us do our jobs.
I would freak out if I was on that goddamn bus, man.
So
there's 3 poisonous snakes on this thing.
Are they poisonous?
Well, they'll kill you.
Okay, that's not, but there's a difference.
Well,
I will kill you.
Okay.
I'm not poisonous.
Okay, what's the difference when it's killing you?
Well, but,
whether it's poison or it's just putting its fangs in your ass.
Well, okay, but no.
Yeah, it's not like a rattlesnake, but I think they can F you up.
Maybe. Is there a way to like shut its mouth? Like, is there like a muzzle for snakes?
You would have to get it on it.
Okay, yeah, you got a lot of time.
I don't think they make snake muzzles.
A smuzzle? Because
they don't like it.
Dogs don't like it either.
Yeah, true.
So if you wanted to buy a Burmese python, they're not that expensive. It says between $65 and $80.
And this is why there's 10,000 of them in the swamps of Florida, because nobody wanted them. They released them. And these things lay like 80 eggs.
Oh.
So they multiply. Like, Florida's overrun with these things in the swamp, and they've eaten everything in the swamp,
so
except the gators.
These snakes aren't native to Florida. These are pets that were released?
Released.
Gotcha.
And they multiply like jackrabbits.
Or snakes.
Yeah. Or a snake rabbit.
Phone number is 222-6000. Talking about this 36-year-old man. His name's Calvin Batista. He's from Queens, New York. He took a bus from Queens, tried to cross the border into Canada. Didn't make it into Canada because Border Patrol caught him with snakes in his pants.
Yeah.
He was trying to smuggle snakes into Canada. Maybe these snakes are illegal in Canada, Kimmy?
Well, I don't think you can bring anything into Canada, right? Like, they always ask you, like, there's those things you cannot bring in. Like, you can't bring in plants. You can't bring in certain foods.
No, I understand, but hear me out here.
What?
If they could go to the pet store in Canada and buy these, there would be no reason for him to sneak the snakes into Canada.
Well, that's true.
So these could be an animal that are not allowed in Canada or Ontario. Like the
province. So you think they don't allow it?
I'm thinking out loud here, because if they're only worth $80 to $120 a piece, why are you spending all that time and risking arrest and putting them in your pants to get them over the border?
Unless he was moving to Canada and these were pets he was taking with him.
Okay, that's also a possibility.
Right?
Yeah, okay. But then they wouldn't be babies then. That would be a full-grown ass python in your pants.
Yeah.
So
explain that.
It says prohibited reptiles in Canada include all snakes that reach an adult length larger than 3 meters.
All right, so there you go. By the way, I don't know how long 3 meters is.
It ain't. I don't know either. It doesn't sound like a lot.
Is a meter's longer than a foot, right?
I think it's shorter.
No.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I know.
But that's like, you know, you don't know.
Is it?
Meter is longer than a foot.
3 meters.
What's 70 meters?
140 feet.
You may be right. I don't know.
There's no exact back and forth.
About 1 meter is 3.2 feet.
Told you. Right.
So why don't we? See, that's a really good rule to have.
What?
That you can't have a goddamn snake that can get bigger than your house.
Okay.
Like, how do we let people have these things? And then they just release them, and then they, you know.
Because we got freedom, baby.
Yeah, great. It's
freedom for snakes.
Yeah. I don't remember that in the Constitution.
What, you don't remember the Fourth Amendment?
The Snake Amendment?
The Snake Amendment. The government shall prohibit no snake from being in your pants. And then they wink.
Okay.
Anywho. Yeah, I mean, I guess he could have been moving there, but it didn't say anything. Like, you're going to move to Canada on a bus? What are you, Paul Simon?
Hey, Melissa, you're, you know, busted kid.
Why would you go from Queens to Canada? Where are you going, man?
Maybe you got a nice job up there.
Okay, yeah, you got a nice job where you had to take a greyhound with snakes in your pants.
What if he's got a girlfriend up there? Met her online. Smoke show Toronto girl.
Okay.
We talked about how hot the women are in Canada.
Yeah, well, Montreal. He wrote her.
Toronto's got good looking people.
He wrote her, I got a snake in my pants I'd like to show you.
Yes.
And he was being hyper literal about it.
Come on up, eh?
How disappointed was she when she defeated a mouse? Oh, we got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Jake writes us, this happens a lot more than you guys think. I would guess he's gotten away with this a few times, and he got caught doing it again.
Got away with what, though? We can't figure out the payout.
Well, no, I guess he means smuggling pets over the border.
All right.
I mean, it makes sense.
But they're not very profitable.
Well, but again, if they're illegal in Canada, who knows what they go
for?
All right,
All right. It's black market on snakes.
226,000. Steven's on CMF. Hey, Steven, how are you, buddy?
Good. How about yourself?
Good, man. What's up?
All right. So, yeah, the point you just brought up, I wanted to say, because they're illegal in Canada, they're probably more valuable there.
Okay.
But some adults that have unique patterns can be valued up to like 20K, like a good amount of money.
Legit.
But they have to have unique patterns in them, and they have to be adults for that.
Can you breed them where the patterns stay the same? Is that why they're so valuable?
I don't know, man. I just had a couple of them.
Wikipedia page.
Okay, question though. But he's saying they would also have to be adults. So how big would that adult snake be?
Oh, it's pretty big. So they get pretty large.
So there's no way he had three adult snakes on him.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've said a lot on this show. There's no way that, and then we find out. Oh, they actually.
But there's no way you could have three 10-foot snakes on you.
The other thing is you wouldn't have to worry about feeding them because snakes only have to eat like every week or two.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, see,
feed like a Kardashian.
Steve, thanks for the info, buddy. I really appreciate it.
All right, have a nice one.
All right, there goes
Snake Weirdo.
Snake Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.